Welcome back to the program. Brett Hollander and the Missile. Kadri Ismail here on BAL. And now it's time for our weekly Pat Scarry Show, the head basketball coach at Towson University. Coach, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Brett?
Doing well. And, of course, called the game Friday night here on BAL at College of Charleston. Tough way to get the season going, I know. But I thought your kids showed a lot of heart in the second half.
I wish you only called the second 20 minutes. The first 20 weren't exactly. We walked into a hornet's nest, and you know, obviously they're good and they were sharp, and we struggled. We struggled making shots. I think obviously that affected us down the other end of the floor, which we've got to get to the point where that doesn't happen. But it certainly did the other night.
When you look at just the game, and you talk about, you know, just not being able to get into that rhythm. Is it them or is it you when you assess your team? Sometimes teams can say, okay, well, you know, they matched up well against this particular look that we presented. Or it just might be a scenario where, hey, we didn't come out and have a good shoot-around.
You know, we had a great shoot-around, but, you know, I give them credit. They guard well. Coach Woljcic did a good job, although, like, you know, when we watch tape, it's like I said, the Darrell Bennahmann was 2 for 10 in the first half, and I liked all 10 of his shots. We couldn't score the ball, which can happen. I think the lesson, hopefully, that we can get across to our guys is, you know, that should have been one of those games that maybe you lose, you know, 60-57 or 61-57 because you don't buckle defensively down the other end. And that's really where, you know, we got pretty good shots. We didn't make them, but we certainly didn't guard the way we need to guard to beat a good team like Charleston on the road.
And to be fair, Charleston is a really good team. I think that's a tournament team, wouldn't you say, Coach?
They're really good. They staying healthy obviously is going to be a key for them. But their first five is tremendous, tremendous. The kid that played in the Olympics, Andrew Lawrence, is
he was really impressive.
Player. Yeah, yep.
And they won 19 games last year, returned all their key players, went to the NIT. I think between Lawrence and they had a big man, Wiedemann, who was very impressive, borderline unstoppable on the low blocks in that game on Friday night.
No question. And, you know, even it's funny because watching, we got, you know, I think it was 38 points and 15 rebounds out of our starting 4 and 5. So we'll take that most nights. It was a very good front court that we saw. But their two guards were good and made timely shots, and I think their guards don't get enough credit for the job they did defensively. We feel like we've got two pretty good wing players that they held to 3 points total, so that obviously hurt us.
Goldie Beckham, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, yeah, Division II school out of Delaware.
Okay, assess that game as far as, you know, the bounce back off of Charleston.
Well, we struggled. We didn't shoot the ball well in the first half, but I was really happy for about 18 minutes defensively. We held them to about 13 points, and they shot like 22% in the first half. And then I was disappointed the first 15 minutes of the second half. I thought we didn't come out, and that's on me, with the same focus and sharpness. And, you know, we were very lackadaisical. I like that we got it for 20 minutes. I didn't for the last 20. So it's unfortunately right now for us a little bit of a pattern trying to sustain some consistency.
Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL. Coach, how would you assess the freshman point guard Jerome Hairston's performance so far in the early going of his college career?
Pretty good. He's obviously being asked to play a difficult position. The one thing that came out of Monday night's exhibition game was he made some really big plays in the second half. I thought Charleston did a good job on him, although we didn't get – he's really good if we can get out in the open court, and we didn't get enough stops to do that. But, yeah, pretty good. I mean, it's we've been riding them defensively and asking him to do a lot. I think he's certainly getting better with that. But I've been happy with him on the offensive end of the floor. He's it's the most valuable position, and he's good. We get him in the open court. We got to make sure we get stops so that we can get out in the open court.
Coach, I look at, you know, just the overall push up the court as far as defensively, and you've been talking about it. What is the trick to it? Is it a scenario where it's about the matchups, or it is about the adjustments in the game?
You know, I don't think it's a matchup. I think we try to preach to our guys. We need to do what we do. I think we've got to have better trust from myself right down to all the, you know, 9 or 10 guys that played, not to experiment, you know, in our coverages and what we do defensively. And, you know, we've got to guard the ball, and we want guys to take guarded shots and then go get it off the glass and go. It's nothing tricky or spectacular, but I am a big believer in, you know, if you consistently guard, you're going to give yourself a chance on most nights during the season. If you deviate from that at times and the ball doesn't go in the basket, you're in trouble.
No excuses for what happened on Friday night, Coach, but is there something to be said for playing basically a whole new team minus a couple of guys, eight new players in the rotation? First game with that group. I know you've been practicing all summer, and whatever way you can practice, you've been doing it now for a while since they've been on campus and exhibition games and everything else. But I asked you, I think, that post game, but you kind of deferred it as a non-excuse. But that kind of new group chemistry-wise, I would think that'd be a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, it's like, and we had talked about that, you don't get a 30-yard head start just because you got a whole bunch of new guys, certainly not when you're playing a good team. So I understand, like, when I step away from it, that, you know, especially I think offensively and some things at time, that's going to, you know, that could take some time, you know, chemistry or maybe cohesiveness is a better word. I want us to have a better investment in our man-to-man defense, because if we are going to have some dry spells offensively, we certainly got to hang in there. Or for us, you know what helped us the other night? I think we got to shoot free throws better. We got to get to the line more. We've got to assault the offensive glass. You know, that needs to be a way that we can continue to score the basketball.
And Coach Gary, I'm curious, what was the shock value like for you, your assistant coaches, your team being down 40-14, almost in an instant, but at the end of the first half?
Our guys were, our players were really surprised. You know, I think, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I think our guys, obviously, we do have belief, and we know we have some pretty good players. It's a totally different group. But I do think, and I've touched on this with the guys at halftime, it doesn't matter where you transferred from or what you were rated or all this stuff. This is a good team, and those that weren't buying that it was a good team, that's my fault. But, you know, this will be as good a team as we see for quite some time. So, and to their credit, they were crisp. They were ready. You know, we knew they had taken a foreign trip and had practiced in the summer and returned everybody. I get all that. I still think it's a long-term a good test for us, playing on the road against a good team.
When we come back with Pat Scarry, we'll talk about the upcoming road schedule. There are a lot of games coming up away from the Towson Center. That's coming up next right here on WBA.